Time to catch up with what is happening in and around Cowal with Alan. Alan, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Keith.
What's happening with footy and netball? I hear they're back.
Yes, they're back. They've got a meet and greet and tea on Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. And then the season starts proper on Saturday the 17th at Cowal versus Kimber. So hopefully we'll get off to a good start, but who knows?
Were you expecting any stoushes in the footy in that game? Oh, come on. You can tell me.
No, I wouldn't have a clue, really. Sorry.
On the sporting front, golf is also getting underway.
Yeah, that's right. That's on Sunday the 18th. It's their opening day for the winter season, or they only really have one season, and that's winter. It's a nine-hole Ambrose, and Ambrose is my sort of golf because I get to hit the best ball after that, and then mine that only goes a few metres doesn't have to be worried about. And then the next time I hit it, someone that goes, you know, 150 metres. So I like Ambrose. I reckon that's the only way to play golf, really.
Sound like you're very much after my heart. I can't play golf either, just quietly. But something that has been catching my ear or eye, what's the story with the Gutsy 3000?
Oh, well, it's Bassett Smith and his partner, Nar, are raising money for the Flinders Medical Research, Cancer Research for a GI cancer, which is gastrointestinal cancer. One of the family members have actually got that, taking treatment for that. So they're on at the moment. They were overnighted last night at 85 mile peg, which is 85 kilometres, right? 85 kilometres in South Australia from Border Village, and they're doing about 100 k's a day. And they'll be in our area, especially, they'll be at Nairoka on the 20th, Port Lincoln on the 21st, Port Neal on the 22nd, and Cowal on the 23rd. And that night on the 23rd, we intend to put on a bit of a meet and greet and a tea, to use another phrase I used a few minutes ago, at the men's shed in Cowal on Friday the 23rd. So everyone's welcome to come along and from about 5 o'clock and just meet them and maybe throw a dollar into a donation tin if you so desire.
Oh, definitely get along to that if you can. And that does take us through to Anzac Day.
That's right. Anzac Day is the normal things are happening here. Quarter to 7 in the morning is the dawn service, and then they've got to have coffee and a bit of a light breakfast after, I think, mainly just coffee and a biscuit, I think. And then assemble again at 10:45 at the club rooms for the march down to the cenotaph, and the service there will begin at 11 o'clock, and then there is a light luncheon to follow, just a barbecue sausage sizzle sort of thing to follow, I think. And their Friday night teas are still happening. I think the last one might be this coming Friday. They're not sure what's going to happen on the Anzac weekend, whether they'll have one or not. But if it does happen, that will definitely be the last one for this summertime. Yep.
And I understand that the Lions Club, is it, that's doing something for Diabetes SA Awareness?
Oh, Lions Club are involved in the Diabetes SA Awareness Day. They're actually in Cleve on the Wednesday the 28th. So if there's any Cowal people want to go up to have awareness for diabetes, we intend to run the community bus up there. If we get enough people in, or we get people on it, we will. So that's on the 28th. And then for anyone in Port Lincoln, just a heads up for them, it'll be down in Port Lincoln on the 30th at the Nautilus Theatre. You just turn up and you'll be directed into the... There's about three or four different people doing all sorts of tests and awareness. And I'm not 100% sure exactly what goes about it yet, but... And that's what we'll do. So if you've ever got diabetes, or you think you've got diabetes, or know someone that's got diabetes, please get them to come along.
And just quickly on the school front.
Yes, well, school. Some schools go back on the 27th, which is the day after the Anzac Day holiday. But Cowal have got a student free day that day. So I don't know whether the parents will be happy about an extra day with the kids home. But anyway, they're actually going back on Wednesday the 28th. That's the first day of term two. Just a quick thing about the library. The holiday times are Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 8:30 in the morning till 4 p.m. That's the only time they'll be open. And just finally, in May, Sunday the 9th at 10 a.m, their governing council having a working bee up at the school just to do a few little tidy-up jobs and things that might need to be done.
Plenty happening in Cowal this month. Alan, thanks for joining us, and we'll chat to you in about a month's time.
We will, and I hope today's a better day than yesterday when it comes to wind and dust and things.
Oh, absolutely.